Pandemic Wagering, Tesla or Table Tennis? By Doug French. An audio Mises Wire narrated by Million Quinteros. In a 60 Minutes interview in 2011, gambler Billy Walter said he was swindled by Wall Street, losing big on Enron, WorldCom, and Tyco shares. Walters made his fortune betting on football and basketball games. Professional gamblers have little to bet on these days, with most sports shut down due to the COVID-19 outbreak. They've had to start betting on stocks, according to the Financial Times. The FT reports that in March and April, with Wall Street and 401ks being rocked by negative economic news, Charles Schwab, E-Trade, and Interactive Brokers opened a record number of accounts, adding a collective 780,000 new customers. March, the high point, amounted to 3 times the monthly average of the past 2 years. If one were looking for clues as to why the stock market has rebounded while daily economic news grows worse, besides the Federal Reserve Jerome Powell's flooding of the market with liquidity, another reason could be the flood of new punters betting on stocks, from high-flying tech shares to dead-in-the-water leisure stocks. The FT's Richard Henderson writes, "But brokerages that connect everyday investors to the stock market have seen a surge in account openings as punters seek thrills in unfamiliar places. This has brought new investors to the market, helping to propel a 1/3 rise in U.S. stocks from the depths of the pandemic sell-off in March." Henderson provides Adrian Millett as an example. Millett is a business student and works as a greenskeeper at a golf course on Prince Edward Island. The enterprising Mr. Millett used the $3,000 stimulus he received from the Canadian government to open an account and begin trading. The 20-year-old piled into Lyft and Tesla shares. "I'm a little bit up," he told the FT. "I cut grass at a golf course. I'm on a lawnmower refreshing the app every few seconds. It's great." Only 5 stocks now make up 20% of the S&P 500 index: Facebook, Google or Alphabet, Amazon, Microsoft, and Apple. This narrowing breadth is a negative sign, according to David Kostin at Goldman Sachs. For example, in addition to the tech bubble, breadth narrowed ahead of the recessions in 1990 and 2008, and the economic slowdowns of 2011 and 2016, the Kostin's Goldman team told Business Insider. Historically, sharply narrowing breadth had signaled below-average 1-month, 3-month, 6-month S&P 500 returns, as well as larger-than-average prospective drawdowns. For bettors who can't bring themselves to play the stock market, there is Russian table tennis. Betting on table tennis matches from halfway around the world is keeping bookmakers' lights on. Jim Barnes writes for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, "William Hill's sportsbook director Nick Bogdanovich has said table tennis has consistently been the number one sport for his book during the pandemic, taking close to $1 million in daily wagers. There are over 100 matches a day, with 3 matches taking place at the same time. A match only lasts 10 to 15 minutes. It goes on for up to 20 hours a day, according to Sean Harnish, who told the RJ, "It's like the first Thursday of March Madness over and over again, every day on repeat. I call it the Keno of sports betting." Some have questioned the integrity of the matches. Forget about finding table tennis on TV, you must go to livestream365.com to watch matches online. Tesla or table tennis, both provide the opportunity to be swindled. For more content like this, visit Mises.org.